Hello.
Hey, Natalie, how are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, good.
This is Zach. You filled out a web form on my website about your house on Grapevine Road.
Mm-hmm.
You're interested in selling it?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Well, tell me, what made you fill out a form?
Say it again.
What got your interest in selling it?
Well, maybe I'd like to move somewhere, but do I have to explain it?
No, I'm just curious so that way I can better help you, you know, see if I can make a solution that works for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just like to get an offer and to see it first before I think any further.
Sure. So, I mean, where are you looking? Are you looking to move within the state or out of state?
Listen, I don't appreciate that is personal questions. I do not want to share the location where I want to move. I just like to see if an offer, what would you say about this house?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're definitely interested in it. I know where it's at. You know, we're familiar with the neighborhood. But, I mean, I don't have enough information, really, to, you know, I don't know if you're going to need to stay there until you move, if you're going to need to do a rent back. I mean, all options are really on the table. It really depends on kind of what your situation is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have to stay here.
Mm-hmm. So you have somewhere else that you can go?
Yeah.
Okay. And the time frame that it's going to take, I mean, is this something that you're looking to do sooner than later, or, I mean?
Well, it would depend on the offer.
Mm-hmm. Have you considered what you wanted for the property?
I like to hear what you offer first.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you've had it for, you know, a decent while.
Yeah, the house belongs to the family from 1970, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Do you have a will that says that you have, you know, the ownership of it?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm interested in it. You know, what else do you need from me?
How much can you offer?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's even appropriate to make an offer at this time, just based on your need of selling it. And, you know, you said that you got somewhere else to go and you're not in a hurry to get rid of it, right?
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, an offer today isn't what an offer in a month or even 2 months could be. I mean, if I said, hey, I'd give you, you know, $180,000, not saying,
no, thank you.
If I said, you know, whatever the number is, you know, $1 million, you know, the market changes on a daily basis. So, you know, it's not necessarily appropriate. Unless you're ready to sell today, I don't know if it's appropriate.
Well, let's say that I'm ready to sell today, or within a month.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know, can we both agree that it's going to need some work?
Well, Whatever you say. Yeah, sure.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But, you advertise that you will come with an offer.
Sure.
Now you are telling me that it will need some work. Yeah, sure, it will need some work. You mean the to think about the offer, yeah, and to look it over. Yeah, it's sure. But that's why I contacted you, that, considering that you are a specialist.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would make sense for you? I mean, why is there a reason why you haven't listed it with a realtor or gotten a realtor involved?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is that something that you're considering?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we are licensed real estate agents as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it all depends what you're looking to get for it. You know, maybe I can give it to you, maybe not. Who knows?
Well, it all depends what you offer. Your website says, get an offer. So that's why I contacted you. If
Sure.
you are not ready to come with an offer, then I guess we have nothing to talk about it. About.
So if I were to make an offer, I mean, you don't have any price in mind that you're looking to get?
I will compare with the price that I have in mind.
Sure. And what is that number? What do you have in mind?
Listen, I want to hear your offer first, and then
I threw out a number, just a random number.
No, I don't give you a random number because I like to hear your offer first. If it comes close to what I have in mind, then we continue our conversation. If it doesn't, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Fair enough. So how about this? You tell me what you have in mind, and I'll let you know if it makes
sense. Yeah, let's do it vice versa.
I gave you a number, and
118? No.
I didn't say that was my offer. I'm just giving you a number.
Okay. That doesn't come close.
Okay.
If you double it, then we talk.
So you're looking for 360,000, huh?
Well, I'm not looking for it, but if you double it, then I can consider it.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you get an offer for 360,000, I would take it and run.
Mm-hmm. 180,000, take and run? No, thank you. I'm not in a hurry.
No, I didn't. I said if you got 360,000.
Yeah. Yes.
Take it and run.
Yeah.
So, well, how about this? Well, it doesn't sound like you're ready to sell necessarily yet anyway. Why don't you, you know, we can resurface this conversation and, you know, we can see how we can do it.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to insult you. I'm just, you know, I talk with a lot of people that say they want to sell and then, you know, they don't end up doing what they say they're going to do. And I don't like throwing out numbers that we actually buy a house.
Carl, I'm not selling the house yet. I'm just talking. Please stop interrupting me.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll definitely give you a call.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.